Task 3. Mark Twain was born on the 30th of November 1835 in a small town called Florida in the USA, and died almost 75 years later in the same country. The real name of the writer was Samuel Langhorne Clemens, but he used to write under the pen name which was claimed to come from the author's years of working on the Mississippi River boats. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer was Twain's major publication in 1876. 9 years later, the sequel to the novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, solidified the author's role in American literature. Ernest Hemingway once wrote in his essay, "All modern American literature comes from one book by Mark Twain called Huckleberry Finn." Samuel had to leave school and started earning a living from the age of 12 after his father had died of pneumonia. He tried different jobs but was always inclined to printing and publishing. In 1867, Twain met Charles Langdon, whose sister Olivia he married 3 years later. The couple lived within marriage for 34 years, until Olivia's death. They had 3 daughters and a son, who died at a very early age. Twain made a good deal of money for his writings and lectures, but he never became a rich person because he used to invest a lot into unsuccessful ventures. The end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries were a difficult time for the writer. He passed through a period of deep depression caused by losing several of his dearest and nearest. In 1910, Samuel Clemens, known as Mark Twain, died of a heart attack, and both names are displayed on his headstone in Woodlawn Cemetery. A year before, he made a prediction concerning his death. It said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it. It will be the greatest disappointment of my life if I don't go out with Halley's Comet." The author's prediction was accurate. The comet's closest approach to the Earth happened a day before Mark Twain died.